This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, the final stretch. We continue. We finish Masechta Chagiga, Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph. The final stretch of the Masechta.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
So, we continue here, and the Gemara has a Shaila. The Gemara said, the Mishnah said, that they told the Kohanim, be careful not, don't touch the Shulchan, don't be toivel the Shulchan. Because they told the Kohanim Amei Haaretz on the Regel, don't touch the Shulchan, because they cannot be toivel it on the Regel, because that would interrupt the Lechem HaPanim, and by the Lechem HaPanim it says Tamid, and the Lechem HaPanim always has to be on the Shulchan, and therefore they told the Amei Haaretz not to touch the Shulchan. So the Gemara asked, what's the Shaila? Why do you have to say that they told them not to touch the Shulchan so that it wouldn't become Tamei? Even if they touch the Shulchan, it still would not become Tamei because it's a wooden kli that is not moved. So the Gemara says, no, it is moved. So since it's moved, to show the Olei Regalim that the bread stayed fresh, therefore it was susceptible to Tumah, and therefore they would have to say, don't touch it. So the Gemara asked, why don't you say the reason why it become Tamei, why do you have to say it's because it's movable? Even if it wasn't movable, it's coated with metal. It's coated with gold, and since it's coated with gold, it's Mekabel Tumah, even if it's not movable. So Gemara says, Elashani Shulchan, the Shulchan is different, Drachmana Karye Eitz, because the Torah calls it wood. So even though it's coated, but it's called wood, Dechsiv, there's a pasuk in Yechezkel, HaMizbeach Eitz, the Mizbeach is wood. Now this is referring to the Shulchan. Shalosh Amos Gavaya, 3 Amos tall, V'arkoi Shtayim Amos, and 2 Amos long, U'miktsa'ois Avloi, and it has corners, V'arkoi, and its length, V'kiroisav, and its walls, Eitz are wood, V'yidaber Eli, and he spoke to me, Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lefnei Hashem, this is the table that's before God. So the Gemara asks, Pasach, okay, so here we're calling the Shulchan wood, even though it's coated, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah outs its coating, it's still wood, and therefore we have to say the reason it's Mekabel Tumah is because it's movable. So the Gemara asks, Pasach b'mizbeach v'siyem b'shulchan, it began with the Mizbeach, and it concluded with the Shulchan. So that's a question. Why does it start off calling it a Mizbeach, even though it's referring to the Shulchan, and then the end of the pasuk calls it a Shulchan? Which one is it? Is it a Mizbeach, or is it a Shulchan? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, the Amri Tarvai, Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish, they both say, Bezman shebeis hamikdash kayam, when the beis hamikdash stood, Mizbeach mechaper, the Mizbeach atoned. Al ha'adam. Achshav shulchanoi shal adam mechaper alav. Nowadays, a person's table is mechaper. So a person's table, the reason why it refers to the shulchan as mizbeach is because the shulchan today has, a table today has altar properties. It has the properties of the mizbeach. And that is, it's mechaper. Rashi says, how is a person's table mechaper? Through the mitzvah of hachnasas orchem. Tosfos quotes the Gemara, in Sanhedrin, gadol koyach alagima, great is the power of feeding guests. Also, we have an idea, by the way, that a shulchan is mechaper al yedei the divrei Torah that a person speaks at his shulchan. Okay, so the Gemara, the Mishnah said, all the kelim in the mikdash have shniyim, have duplicates. All the kelim in the mikdash have duplicates. Says Gemara, Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes and the Mizbeach HaZahav, because those are like Karka, and therefore they're not Mekabel Tumah. All the other Kalim have duplicates. In case one became Tameh, you could use the other. But these Kalim don't have duplicates because they are not mekabel tumah. It says Gemara, Mizbeach hanachoshes, the copper altar, the chsiv, Mizbeach adama tasali, the copper altar, like it says, a altar of earth you should make for me, Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden altar, the Chsiv, HaMenorah, the Menorah, VeHaMizbechais, and the altars. Iskosh Mizbechais Zeh LaZeh. So basically like this. The Mizbeach HaNechoshes is called Mizbeach Adama. The Mizbeach HaZahav, it says the menorah and the mizbechai, so it's comparing the two mizbeachs to each other. So just like the mizbeach hanechoshes is called adama, the mizbeach hazav is also called adama. Iskish mizbechais zelaza. Okay. V'chachamim oimrim ibnei shehin mitzupin. Now, the chachamim say that the reason why the mizbechos are not mekabel tumah is because they're coated in metal. If anything, the Gemara is about to ask, that's the reason they should be mekabel tumah. Says Gemara, adaraba. It says v'chachamim amim neishem mitzupin. They're not mekabel tumah because they're coated. Just the opposite. Kiven the mitzupin, since they're coated, ninu mitamo. They are mekabel tumah. They should be mekabel tumah. So how the havamina is that the chachamim are supplying another reason why they're not mekabel tumah, because they're coated. Adarabba, if they're coated, they are mekabel tumah. Says Gemara, Ema, rather say, v'chachomim mitamin, the chachomim say it is tamei mibnei shehin mitzupin. The chachomim argue. And the chachomim in fact say that the mizbechais are mekabel tuma because they're coated. That's the first pshat. Rashi says, if they wouldn't be coated, they would be tahar because they're kli eitz ha'asoy lenachas. They're wooden kelim that are not typically moved. Okay. The Gemara continues. V'yibayisem, if you want, you could say, Rabbanon l'Rebbe Lezer ka'amar. The Rabbanon are saying this according to Rabbi Lezer Shita. They're saying, Rabbi Lezer, why do you hold that? Rabbi Lezer is saying because it's a Mizbeach Adama. I mean, you say they're not Mekabel Tuma because it's earth. Mashma, had it not been earth, it would be Mekabel Tuma. Aye, but it's wood. So must be, you hold it would be Mekabel Tumah because it's coated. My datech, what do you hold that it would have been Mekabel Tumah had it not been earth? Mishum de Mitzupin, because it's coated? But the coating should be bottle. Miftel bottle, see, put in the coating is bottle, Gabayu. Is the coating is bottle to it. Why? Meaning, you, Rebbe Lezer, you hold that had it not been earth, it would be Mekabel Tumah because of the tzipoy. But why? It should be bottle. Rashi, why should it be bottle? Because the Torah calls it eitz. The Rachmana Kara eitz, the kulu. The Torah calls all of these kelim, the mizbeach, eitz. Uvalav haikra, nami lo mekabel tumah. So even if it was not called adama, it would be called eitz. It would be called wood. So it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. So why do you have to say it's because it's adama? That's mashma. That had not been Adama, it would be Mekabel Tumah because of the coating, but the Torah calls it Eitz. Okay. Now the Gemara, after speaking about the coating of the Mizbeach, sort of digresses to talk about a related subject. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Lazar. The Torah sages, the fire of Gehenim does not dominate them. We can make a kavachomer from a salamandra. What is a salamandra? Rashi says, is a chaya hanivris min ha'ar. It's a wild animal that's created from fire. Kishaboyer in ish makam echad. Sheva shanim. When fire burns in one place for 7 years, tamid, b'li hefsik. So it creates the salamander. So try it at home. Burn a fire one place for 7 years, it will produce the salamander. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger says, look in Chulin, Dav Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph in Rashi. So if you look over there, Rashi says it's a sheretz that is created from fire. from the branches of a myrtle through kishuf. And if you smear the blood of the salamander on you, you will not be affected by fire. Okay, so we're going to make a kavachomer from a salamander. Ma salamandra shatoyladas esh. If the salamandra, which is created from fire, he shatoyladas eshi hasach midama inosh ar shatoyladas. But if you smear yourself with the blood, the fire will not rule over you. Tamide chachomim. Who are shekol gufanesh? Their whole body is fire. The chsiv, haloi koi devarai keish nam Hashem. Behold, my word is like fire, says the Lord. Alach has kama v'kama that tamei chachamim will not be dominated by the fires of Gehenim. If the salamander, which is created from fire, and yet if you anoint yourself from its blood, you're protected from fire. A tamei chachamim's whole body is fire. Like it says, "Haloi koi dvari keish nam Hashem alachas kama v'kama." Now, the Gemara says another chiddush. The Gemara says, "Amar Reish Lakish in or shall Gehenim shaletas v'paishe Yisrael." The fire of Gehenna will not dominate even the sinners of Israel. Now it sounds like Rish Lakish is arguing on Rabbi Yavo. Rabbi Yavo says the fire of Gehenna won't dominate Talmidei Chachamim. Here Rabbi Rish Lakish is saying it won't even dominate the sinners of Israel. Kavachomer mi Mizbeach Hazav. A Kavachomer from the golden Mizbeach. Ma Mizbeach Hazav. If the golden Mizbeach she'ein olav ela ko'ivei dinar, which is only a dinar thick. She'ein olav ela ko'ivei dinar zav, that only has the thickness of a dinar of zav. Kama shanim, for many years, in ha'ar sholetes boi, the fire does not dominate. So Rish Lakish says that the aura of Gehenim does not dominate the Poshe Yisrael. We can learn that from the golden Mizbeach. The golden Mizbeach has the thickness of a dinar of gold as a plate. And for many years, the fire is burning on it, and the fire does not dominate it. Now, the Rabbi Yosef Engel brings from the Shalas HaTshuvas Tashbetz that the Eish on the Mizbeach HaZahav was not a heavenly fire. It was an earthly fire, because and even though it was an earthly fire, nevertheless, the fire did not burn this very thick golden plate. Poshe Yisrael, the sinners of Israel, that even though they're sinners, Shemalei and Mitzvahs Kariyamayin, they're full of mitzvahs, like a pomegranate. Tuchsiv, like the Pasuk says, Kepelach Harimayin Rakosich, like a section of a rimayin, are your temples, or your empty ones, al tikri rakosech, don't read your temples, el reikonin shabach, even your empty ones, alachas kama v'kama. So the sinners of Israel that are full of mitzvahs, certainly the fire of Gehenna will not rule over them. Rashi says, on ko'ive dinrei zahav, it's a very thin gold coating. It will not diminish its gold, because a miracle happened. Toisvis, the bottom Toisvis, by the way, the third to last Tosfos says that a salamander is an achbar, which is like a kind of a mouse. The targum of achbar is a salamandra. The last Tosfos says in the Medrash Tanchuma that Moshe was matmiya. How is it possible that the wood on the mizbech doesn't burn? And Hashem says, this is my derech. Be'esh shomala esh oichla esh. The heavenly fire, ish, fire consumes fire, ve'eno mechala, but it doesn't destroy. Like it says, v'hasne einenu ukal. However, the Gilyonei Ashas says that the fire of this mizbech was not a heavenly fire. Be it as it may, Reb Elio Gutmacher on Toysa says that you could say that Rabbi Avo does not argue on Rish Lakish. Because Rabbi Avo says it doesn't dominate Talmidei Chachamim. Rish Lakish says it doesn't dominate the Poshe Yisrael. But The Rebbe Eliyahu Guttmacher says that even though it doesn't dominate them, it will still blacken their face. In other words, they're not arguing with each other. The amount that fire does not dominate the salamander is not the the amount that fire does not dominate Talmi Chachamim. In other words, Talmi Chachamim are more protected from the fires of Gehenim than are the Poshe Yisrael. Hajin Allah Choymer Ba'Kodesh Uslika La Mesaches Chagiga. Okay. Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. So, did you get the information?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.